每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。 我们的节目有一个官方 QQ 群了，QQ 群的号码是3317640，大家可以加入这个 QQ 群跟我们进行互动。今天我们请到的嘉宾老师是 Emma。
Yeah, this is Emma. Where are you from?
I was born in Shanghai, but I spent a lot of time here in Beijing.
Oh, you were born in Shanghai, but you studied here in Beijing.
Yeah.
Okay. So which city do you have better memories?
It's a hard question.
It's a hard question.
I can't betray people living in Shanghai, but I can't also say something bad about Beijing.
Okay. So this is also, I think, a hard question for the interviewees who's attending this outsour English exam. 那么在雅思考试的里面呢，最近考官可能很喜欢去让大家去聊一聊自己的城市，然后去聊一聊 the city you live in, or the city you have the best impression on, and the city youwant to stay the most. So which city you want to stay the most? I mean, just the one you mentioned.
Every city has its cons and pros. And Beijing, as the capital of China, has more resources, while Shanghai has a better weather as its coastal city. So,
but for me, I've got the impressions here. Beijing is like the political and the cultural center of the country, but Shanghai is more like the commercial center. Is it true? Because I think it's so, can I say the capitalism stuff in Shanghai? It was probably from the last century, a lot of historical things, right?
Partly I agree with you, but today I think Beijing is more like a combination of different centers, including the commercial center, the economic center, and of course the political centers. Because, you know, talking about the commercial and the economics aspect, a majority of the bank centers are located in Beijing. Shanghai only has, stock exchange center.But all the centers of big banks of China are all located in Beijing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think for Shanghai, it shows this atmosphere of commercial, actually.
Yeah. But
you can see that, right?
Yeah. Apart from, you know, economic resources, Shanghai people are more practical. And,
this is an interesting thing. I think people in Shanghai is more like people who are like down to earth.And who more like practical, maybe you are right. And people in Beijing, it's like people got the big dreams in the head. And I wanted to realize the dreams here. Because there are a lot of possibilities, especially in, you know, this kind of industries like culture, like media, like, you know, this kind of stuff, I think.You can get more resources and everything here. So a lot of people, they come here for dreams.
In the United States, people say Boston is the educational center, while New York is the economic center, while Washington, D.C. is the political center. You can see in other countries like the United States, centers of different aspects are located in different cities. But here in Beijing, you can see it's a city.It's a combination of not only political centers, but also educational centers and economic centers. So you can say Beijing is a combination of Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
That's nice, but
of China.
Personally speaking, which city do you like better? I mean, personally speaking.
I like Wesseling. Wesseling is a small city in Germany.
Okay.
You know, I've been there once and I was fascinated with the sceneries and the greeneries there. And I like foreign cities better than Chinese cities,
okay.
to some extent.
Right. Actually, I've got this feeling, too. It's good for us to say so because when I traveled around in Europe, the first time I traveled to the Germany, I found that's probably the...city or the country I wanted to settle down first and I wanted to settle down the most. because I found something really touching there. It was like all small things. It's like people were, you know, nice, and they're taking care of each other, and the streets are clean, and everything seems so organized and in order. And also you can see people's love, you know. They are even like kind of remembering those, you know, the animal's death and this kind of thing. So I think it's a sweet city to live. And also, of course, the you know, the nature stuff. I went to the Munich once, and I went to their park. It was like the Prince Park. And when I walked around those beautiful natural stuff, I was also, you know, really amazed at that moment. And I was thinking, wow, what about settle down in a place like this when I get older? So I think that is the ideal city. But you know, years ago, I left my home when I was 10 years old to study in different cities. So when I, you know, came to Beijing, and I realized I stayed here for 11 or 12 years in this city. So I realized, wow, this is probably is my hometown, because I stayed in my hometown just less than 10 years. So I realized this is the place I even, you know more about than, you know, my hometown. So I think for Beijing, I do have those things I really hate, and I do have these things I really love. And for the things I hate most, wow, the things I hate most are...
Let me guess.
Yeah.
The air quality, the traffic jams.
Exactly.
These are the metropolis diseases.
That's it.
Yeah. Talking about air quality, we have to mention a professional word called PM 2.5. And the index of PM 2.5 on average in Beijing is usually above 100.
And I learned, you know, for the statistics from the American embassy, the U.S. embassy, they showed, you know, some days Beijing's the air was crazily bad. But after minutes, probably they got really huge pressure or something, so they just deleted it and replaced with, you know, the blank and stuff like that. It's really crazy. And sometimes they use the word they created. It's called out of index.
Out of index. But I think it's kind of a common problem. Actually, in the process of long-term industrialization, you know, in the world, for big cities like Japan's Tokyo or San Francisco's and so on, especially London of UK, they have been faced with this problem as well in the past. So it's kind of, you know, inevitable process of industrialization we have to face. And actually, we are trying our best to tackle this problem with science and high technology. I believe in the future, APEC Blue will appear again without special measures.
Right. And but here's the thing, you know, it's just like you married a person, and you can not only, you know, get the best parts, and you have to face, you know, the worst part. There are, you know, different sides of a person. So I think for the city it's the same. So you choose the city, 就像选男人一样，是不是？选自己的爱人一样，你需要去面对他好的和不好的地方。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
那I think for the good things here, the most beautiful things in this city, while there are a lot, but the first thing I think is for me is people here.
People, yeah.
I do meet a lot of people, or I have met so many, you know, incredibly nice and amazing people here, because the city is big enough to bear different classes of people and people with different ideas and, you know, philosophies and even ideologies. So you can choose your lifestyles here. It's not like in a small city like my hometown. Small enough to know everybody. Even you walk on the street and you look around and you can meet a lot of people, you know, who actually know you a lot. But here, it's like no matter what you do, it seems you only, you know, need to have this small circle of friends and you take care of yourself and, you know, you can choose whatever you want. So this is the place big enough, you know, to choose. I think this freedom is beautiful. And also I think that in this city you can have different, you know, this cultural and artistic activities and stuff. If you want to learn something, I think this city is the best place for you here.
So in this aspect, I think Beijing is the best place. You know, Beijing has the biggest population among all the cities in China and even the world, I think.
But have you ever thought about, you know, if Beijing could be more natural with the environment, but still, you know, offer these opportunities to be the artistic or, you know, cultural flourishing, you know, this kind of stuff. Wow, it's going to be really beautiful. This is kind of my, you know, the ideal city in my heart. It's like this. And I really want to see, you know, Beijing become a city with better, you know, nature, environment, but also, you know, with all these culture and artistic things. It's more flourishing, and it's, wow, that's really nice place to stay.
I think Beijing, in this aspect, the culture things are flourishing right now. Currently in Beijing, there are many, you see, museums, theaters, so we have a lot of options to witness the flourishing of the culture elements.
Yes, that's it. Wow. So this is in the city, actually, you know, I'm thinking as the ideal city. And actually, we've been talking about the German city and the Shanghai and Beijing. But I have this question here, because this is like the struggling here for a lot of, you know, the young intellects in China. It's like, you know, is it the good choice or the better choice to stay in the metropolitan city like Beijing, or go back to the second line or third or even the fifth line cities, you know, like their hometown, the smaller places?
The problem of job hunting is the main reason why they chose to live in Beijing and other big cities, because here in Beijing or in Shanghai or in Shenzhen, there are more opportunities for them to develop their career. And if you want to develop a career, you need to cooperate with other people. Big cities will provide you with such opportunities.
But, and also I think here's different rules in the job hunting market in two kinds of cities. In city like Beijing, if you got the ability to do things, I think no matter what, you can find a job and you have the space to practice and to learn. But I think in the second line or, you know, like the third line cities, there are a lot of hidden rules. Like, connection is everywhere, but in those cities, connections are more important.
Yeah.
I know a lot of, you know, the young intellects, they got this, you know, the good degree from a very famous university and stuff. But so when they went back to the second or third line cities, and they don't have any connections and stuff, so they can only probably start from the very beginning and the very basic work, and they get, you know, very few promotions. But if they stay in Beijing or Shanghai, this kind of big city, just work really hard, and probably after years, they have, you know, a lot of opportunities to be probably the manager, general manager, CEO, or the leader, or something like that.
I think in big cities, as long as you work hard, you can get your satisfactory achievements and the positions you want in the future.
But also, this is the place more competitive.
Yeah.
Got a lot of competitions and stuff here. So I think, and there's the saying, you know, where you stay and where you live sometimes, you know, it seems it's your decision, your choice, but actually it's your, you know, predestiny. It's like you have this predestiny to bring you here. It's not what you choose. And you have the predestiny maybe to go and to settle down in somewhere with somebody. Yeah. So, okay, let's look back.
I have another opinion. You know, as I said, like many bank centers are located in Beijing, many big companies like Baidu, like Tencent, Tencent, they're all located in the centers. The headquarters of them are also located in Beijing. So if you want to start your own business or if you want to cooperate with these companies on behalf of your company, I think living in Beijing is a better choice than living in smaller cities where you can only make a phone call, a very short phone call, and start a very brief conversation with them on the telephone.
That's true. So it depends. If you have this bigger dream and you are very tolerant and, you know, very persistent person, and you want to, the most important thing, if you want to work really hard to get your dream come true, I think you better stay in the big cities.
Well, by the way, I happen to have a question on behalf of our IELTS students. Is it easier to take IELTS in Beijing or
is a tricky question, actually. This is a tricky question. Of course, in Beijing, you know, it's more competitive. But actually, you know, in the small city, now students, their English proficiency is getting better and better. So it's really hard to say, you know, at the cost of your, you know, the traveling. And you can definitely get a better score in the small cities. I just don't agree with that. I really don't agree. And even for this examiners, they travel around. So actually, probably the last time they were in Beijing, and this time they are in
Tianjin
or Shanxi or other provinces. You can't say, you know, only because you have the exam here and you get better scores. Yeah.
Oh, I see. 所以其实考试地点并不是影响雅思最后的分数的。
It is not. But sometimes you wonder, if you say, you know, 我的风水宝地算了一下，好像是在南方。
那就去吧。
那就去吧。其实是有风水宝地的，真的会有人就是很相信了。包括考试的时候，然后会找妈妈算一卦，选一个黄道吉日，然后再选一个就是风水好的地方和自己八字比较合的地方，然后去参加考试。I can't say, you know, it's completely wrong, but I think your ability and English proficiency is more important than, you know, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
所以当自己的主人吧，孩子们。
Okay, let's come back. 好，我们还是回到刚刚聊的话题啊。刚刚聊的是 cities, 不同的 cities, 他们的好与不好，以及你最理想的城市是什么，以及在大城市和小城市找工作的不同之处。
Yes, it is. So, here's my question for you, okay?So, like cities like Beijing or Shanghai or any other city, so in these different cities, and what kind of person you want to be?
Oh, I would like to be a finance-free person. I mean, being finance-free means you have more space and more freedom to do the things you are interested in such a good place in big cities, you know.
You are not working only for money, right?
Yes.
You are working for what you are interested in. And so you do it for your passion, for fun, for your interest. And money is like, you know, the substitute for it.
Money is a tool that you can utilize to realize your dream and develop your hobby.
And
I think our lifespan is really short compared to human's history, for probably 70 years or 80 years. So if you can get enough money in a big city, you can do more things.You can utilize the functions, different functions, and the advantages of the city.
Well, for me, what kind of person I want to be in the cities? Yeah, I guess this is the ultimate dream or the goal for everybody. You want to be the finance-free person. And probably the international finance free person, and you have this international horizon, and you actually doing your job for your interest. So that means you can fully develop your potential and you enjoy the developing of yourself. I think this is what everybody wants. And also you have, you appreciate all the beautiful things. Probably also I'm helping people, you know, learning English better or doing other things better. I think helping people is like a, this kind of the nature here inside me. I want to share and help. Oh, I just suddenly feel what a great person I am. Yeah, so I want to be a great person.
And besides, I want to be a person who can learn something, learn a little bit, make a little bit progress every day, so that I can feel I'm different from yesterday, and I'm still living this world, because I'm making progress. And today must be different from yesterday, and I believe tomorrow will be better.
Better and better.
Better and better than today, yeah.
So. Larry's voice better and better.
I just can't help it. I used to speak English with American accent, but then I changed the British accent, probably because of the reason...
Zuo,
yeah. No zuo, no die. Or, you know, I watched too many TV series in British accent, with British accents,
okay.
By BBC. And then, you know, through the cooperation with Emma in this program, she is really influential, and I'm a little bit influenced by your accent. Sometimes I feel I'm speaking English with American accent.
Nice! I'm proud of helping a guy learning American accent.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
All right, so let's wrap up here. Okay, so today we've been talking about the city relevant questions to the our English exam. So first we talked about the differences between Shanghai and Beijing, two centers of China. And also we talked about differences between the big cities like Beijing, Shanghai, the first line cities so-called, this third line cities and fifth or line cities and the differences, and the work market, the recruitment market of two cities, and what kind of job you want to get, and what kind of person you want to be in these cities. Yeah, we share a lot of things today, and we also know Larry wants to be a finance free person.
And the person who can learn a little bit every day.
Yeah, the person who wants to learn a little bit every day. Yes. And in the last episode, we know Larry actually is interested in medicine, and the way he keeps to be healthy is to learn. Okay, now, I think after a few episodes, and we really know this person a lot.
Thank you for interesting me.
Just an interesting person.
And I have lots more hobbies which I can share with you in following episodes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, so in the following episodes, I think in episode we need to talk about hobbies.
Hobbies, yeah.
Lots of habit next time.
And that's it for today's program?
Yeah.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
我们的节目有一个官方 QQ 群了， QQ 群的号码是3317640，大家可以加入这个 QQ 群跟我们进行互动。那今天的节目就这样了，感谢大家的收听，我们下期节目再见。
Other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all We're all as lonely as we want it to be. Just as lonely as we want it to be.
Your beautiful face.